السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. The subject of justice occupies a very important place in theology, in the Islamic theology, in the Holy Quran. In different chapters of this book, God speaks about justice and various aspects of justice, some of them political justice, some of them economic justice, some of them social justice. And God says all of them are important. But justice, my friends, begins with us, begins with the individual himself or herself. The individual should believe in justice. Justice is not imposed, should not be imposed on people. People should understand it, people should like it, and people should embrace it, and therefore they would practice it. And it begins with the individual, then with his family, with his children. This is at the local level, at the micro level. Justice has to be implemented in the family. And then after that, justice starts to evolve, evolves to the government, to the society, to the country, evolves into the macro level. But it should begin from your house, your family. A person who does not believe in justice in his family, he's not a just father, a just mother, a just member of the family, would most likely not be able to implement justice in the society. Someone who's not just with his children, can he implement justice with his neighbors who are outside the house or with other members of the society? Or if he's elected a president or whatever, prime minister, can he implement justice in the office? If he fails to implement it at home, in his living room, he cannot. So it begins with us. This is why many leaders, political leaders, they call for social justice. They speak about it. They are interviewed about it in the press. They speak about justice. They speak about peace, but they fail in their mission. Why they fail, my friends? Because they failed at home. He's not doing justice with his wife, with his children, with members of his family. How can he take justice to his office? How can he bring justice to other communities? Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam has a beautiful, beautiful statement. Maydanukum al-awwal anfusukum. Your first arena of resistance, of learning, of struggling is your own self. Maydanukum al-awwal. Maydan means the arena. Where do you practice your mercy? With yourself and your family first. Where do you practice justice and tolerance? With yourself first and with your family. So if you succeed, فَإِنْ انتصرتم عَلَيْهَا, if you succeed in that first arena, كُنْتُمْ عَلَى غَيْرِهَا أَقْدَرْ, you will be able to succeed elsewhere. وَإِنْ خُذِلْتُمْ فِيهَا, if you fail with yourself, if you fail to uphold justice with your own self, you abuse your own self, how can you bring justice to your friend, to your neighbor? Someone who does not uphold or appreciate justice with his own self, he cannot take it elsewhere. وَإِنْ خُذِلْتُمْ فِيهَا كُنْتُمْ عَنْ غَيْرِهَا أَعْجَزْ, if you fail in that area, first arena with yourself, then most likely you're going to fail with others too. And how do we learn justice, my friends? By just reading the Quran, I learn justice. By just reading the Islamic history that this prophet and this imam did this and did that. By reading stories, we learn justice. It's not enough. The Quran is a source of inspiration, a source of change, a source of learning, but it is not enough. Stories and Quran are not enough. We have to train our children when they are young, when they are very young. It's about training. It's about teaching. It's about encouragement. It's about nurturance. A child learns justice at home when he sees his parents are just and equitable. They don't encroach on each other's dignity, on each other's rights. If the husband respects his wife's rights and dignity, and she respects his right, or his rights, because not only one right, we need more than one right, the husband. If she does not encroach on his rights, then the child is learning justice at home. Justice for him is not fairy tale anymore. It's not fiction. It's a fact, because he sees this as at home. He sees justice being practiced at home, at the school, in the community, in the mosque, elsewhere, in the marketplace. This is how we learn justice. Therefore, our duty, my friends, we the parents are not only breadwinners. We are teachers and mentors and friends and source of inspiration and source of guidance for our children. And we have to teach them. We have to teach them how to practice justice at home first. Once they pass this test at home, they'll be successful tomorrow when they become the mayor, when he becomes a member of Congress, when he works for the local government or the federal government. He will be a just person. He would learn that. And we should not accept oppression for anyone. Not just for me and my community. I'm a member of the human family, universal family. So wherever there is oppression, we should not accept that. We should reject it. We should fight oppression and dhulm and injustice and corruption. Even if others are suffering, even if I am fine, I am treated well, let's say. Well. But if others are not treated like me, I should not accept that. I should not accept that. If I accept that, then this is hypocrisy. Then this means I do not believe in justice. I only believe in justice when it works for me. But when it does not work for others, I don't believe in it. And this is not right. Today, one of the strong manifestations of oppression and injustice and humility in our communities is hunger and homelessness. Some leaders, they brag about California being the sixth strongest economy, which is true. But at the same time, California has the largest number of homeless people in the nation. The largest number. What would a strong economy do if you have the largest number of homeless people, hungry people in this country? Do you brag about your economy being the strongest? Being the strongest for some But not for all the 42 million people who are living here. A strong economy means strong dignity for all the citizens, not just the selected few. The day you feel proud of your country, your neighborhood, your society, your city, is when all are treated with justice. There is no suffering. There is no deprivation. There is no hunger. There are no people who sleep outside. This is not good. This is shame on Californians, all of them, all of us. We bear this responsibility. Not just the city, not just the mayor. We all. If there is someone, Imam Ali came to the market and he saw someone begging. Someone begging under my government? I don't accept that. So some people said to him, don't worry, he's a Christian. He's not a Muslim. He said, even worse. Even worse. If he's a Christian, you have to take more care of him. He's a human being. We don't look at people's religion here. Citizenship is your right. Whether you believe in God or you disbelieve in him, you are a citizen. You have rights. You have privileges. The government is responsible for your well-being. The government should not ask you about your religion. Since you are the citizen, you are honored. You are dignified. You are protected. They should take care of you. We have to teach our children. If we want to keep our society strong, not just by military means. Military means, this is the means that's used by bullies from first day. There are other things that keep the society strong. One of them is social justice. Social justice. When people are treated well, you are country number one. You are a real superpower. No one can defeat you. No one can defeat you. If you uphold social justice. And thus, Quran in chapter 57, Surah Al-Hadid. It's amazing that Surah Al-Hadid is 57, and in the chemistry also, what number the iron has? Huh? Who studied chemistry here? 57. 57 too, same. And this book came 1400 years ago. So in that chapter, Allah says, لَقَدْ indeed, verily, أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمْ. We sent our messengers with the proofs, clear proofs, bayinat. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. We sent with them the scripture, وَالْمِيزَانِ and balance, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So people live up. People would uphold social justice. Social justice is one of the fundamentals of our faith. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته عليا أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Within the Islamic society, we have two types of thinking, two types of mentalities, and two cultures. One culture, which is hopefully the biggest, is the culture that is based on open-mindedness, on wisdom, on diversity. People who lived in families, communities that raised them well, raised them that you are not alone in this universe. Taught them that God did not create paradise only for you and your family, but there are many others who are going to share paradise with you. And God did not create the hellfire for those that you don't agree with them. Not necessarily. Whenever I disagree with someone, he's going to go automatically. He gets a visa, multiple entries to hellfire. No. There is no such thing. God is God. God is different than us. So they know the meaning of diversity. They know the meaning of the human values, that the life of any human is sanctified and sacrosanct. Any human, regardless of his or her faith. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We honor the children of Adam. We don't look at their identity. We don't look at their color. We look at them as human beings. Imam Ali عليه السلام again has a wonderful saying. He says, النَّاسُ صِنْفَانْ فَإِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. The people of the humanity are of two types. Either they are your brother in faith, they share the doctrine, the faith, the religion with you. If not, they are your equal and counterparts in creation, in humanity. So don't put them down because they don't share the faith with you. So this is one view. The other view among the Muslim communities and societies is the narrow-mindedness, that it's only me in this life. I'm important than others. What I say is always right, always right. And what others say, if they disagree with me, it's wrong. The view of exclusivity. And this is not just among the Muslims. You know, today, the foreign minister of Germany, today, check it out in the news, he said that Islam does not belong to Germany. This is the foreign minister. You know, the job of foreign minister is to build relationships with others. And there is 57 Muslim countries. He's supposed to build relationship with them. And then yet he says that Islam does not belong to Germany. Germany is a Christian land. I hope I can send him my book, Islam 101. To read about Islam and to see that there is no big difference between Islam and Christianity. Our ultimate goal is God. Maybe we differ. We differ in the roads that lead to God, in the highways that lead to God. But at the end, we are accountable before God. We are responsible before Him. We will go back to Him. And God wants us to build this place called Earth, to bring people together. But sometimes arrogance interferes. Arrogance and bigotry interferes. So we have to teach our children, my friends, in the same fashion that we teach them language, A, B, C, D, we have to teach them that there are others with you. You live in a community which is diversified. Maybe your neighbors, they don't speak the same language, but maybe they share the same thinking. Maybe they are in the same boat with you, so you have to respect them. even if you disagree with them. It's very hard, my friends. One of the most difficult tasks is to make people understand this concept, this maxim, this principle, that you may differ with others, you may differ in your opinion, but that difference should not be a reason to fight them or to hate, You may differ with others, with their opinions, with their views, but still you can work with them. Still you can live with them. Still you can live with them. Respect their views. Yes, we get involved in discussions, debate sometimes. At the end of the day, God says, we gave you freedom of choice. Inna hadaynahu as-sabila imma shakara wa imma kafura. God says, it's okay with me. If you want to follow another path, it's okay, but you are accountable on the day of judgment before me. You are accountable. So let's teach our children. Let's teach them to respect others and let them get to know others. One of the key factors of narrow-mindedness and intolerance is when we don't know each other. We become suspicious of each other. And this suspicion could lead into what? Into hate. And this hate is going to lead into what? Into violence, into wars and conflicts. Because of this suspicion. But if we speak to each other, if we meet, if we break bread with each other, if we discuss, we will find we have many commonalities we didn't know about them. This is our task. Our task in this country, yes, to work hard. You are breadwinners. You have to sustain families. But food is not your only responsibility. Knowledge and openness also. Teach them the good things in this life. Be a source of two types of food, physical food and mental food, spiritual food, which could be more important than the physical food. Teach your children that. Open up. You are not the only one. When you speak, be careful. When you write, be careful. When you behave, be careful. When you watch people, when you look at people, be careful. Even when you look at them, be careful. Be careful. Respect the humanity. On a recent visit to Northern Ireland, I saw something very... I knew about it. I followed Northern Ireland when I was 17 years old. I was enchanted with Northern Ireland, with Bobby Sands. If some of you, those who are in their 50s and 60s, you remember this name. For me, he was a hero. He was a hero because he was fighting. He's a Catholic leader in Northern Ireland. He was fighting the British occupation, and he was fighting for his people's rights. And he died in the prison. He died in the prison of starvation. He starved. He went on strike until he died. So I went to see Northern Ireland. And I see walls being built separating the Catholics from the Protestants. Walls. So I asked the people there. They said, we still have these walls. Imagine they had sectarian war for many years, which ended. And they formed a coalition of Catholics and a Protestant. They agreed to run the country jointly, and they believed in ceasefire, the end of the hostilities. But it's still the grudges in the hearts, my friends. Doesn't go away soon. So when there is hate, and after hate there is violence, remember that violence would not go away soon. Be careful. Be careful. The best thing is to prevent violence, to prevent hate. We have to prevent. But when it happens, it's very difficult to take it out of the society. Very difficult to take it out of the hearts and the minds and the memories of some people. And this is our job, our responsibility. You, the fathers, the mothers, the brothers, the teachers, community leaders, let's teach our young generation to respect each other. Even if they differ, they have to respect. respect. God says, we created you into these many different groups and tribes and families and colors. We created you. It is his job. He could have created one race, one language, one religion. But he did not do that. He wanted to test us, to test our intelligence, to see whether we really study, research, try to find out, or we take it for granted. So we have to work harder, inshallah. We welcome the students from Redland University. We welcome their teacher, Professor Sana Tayyan, and the head of the chair of the department, Dr. Lillian Larson, and we welcome the students, the brothers and sisters who attended tonight's session, and they're going to leave soon. They're going to enjoy Chinese food here in Anaheim, so good for you. Remember us, please. Yeah. So may Allah bless you and protect you, and may you become bright students serving this country, not just yourself and your families, but the United States of America. We need to work to protect this country from hate, from corruption, from bad politics. You are the leaders. You are the leaders of tomorrow. If we need America to be safe and strong, we have to do the work. We have to take initiatives. We have to go forward, and we have to work together. And tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to have the Arabic session here. We begin the Salat at 7:15. And next Saturday, the 24th, we have a conference on the life and the legacy of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have several speakers coming from other states and also from the UK. There is Professor Christian, a professor who's going to be among the speakers from the UK on Saturday, the 24th, inshallah, here at 7 p.m. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat allahumma wahhid kalimat al muslimin ala al khayri wal birri wal salahi wal taqwa ya arhamar rahimin wa ajjil fi faraj sayyidina صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.